Again, for Golis, you're afraid the person himself, once you cut his two simonim, started to jump up and down, and his jumping itself caused him to die faster. So again, that's the Ptur in Golis. Avad, if you did it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv misa, but if you do it b'shayid, you'd get potter from Golis. For the Gemara Mai B'nai, what's the difference in the two terutzim? Tishachta v'beisa v'shisha. Opirchis, you shechta the person in a house that's made out of marble. In other words, it's airtight, no air is going through. For the Pirchis, the person was jumping around. So if you hold the wind causes it, here there's no wind. But if you say the person is Makar of himself, here, oh yeah, you also have to be afraid the person did it to himself. In or else you shechta them outside where there's wind, but you know for sure the person didn't move. See, if you hold the wind is Mavalvul, is enough to pat you, potter. If you hold the need the person himself to Makar of the Misa, here the person himself did not move, the person himself was not Makar of the Misa. But Yehuda, I mean, like Kolodim. Yehuda says, not everybody is Shava. For the Mori Boilu, I have a question. For Yehuda ben Babel, a Kula Polik, does he argue the Kula to say, even after 3 or 4 or 5 days, Pulu, you could say Adis sometimes, that that's the person that really died? Or Yehuda Polik, maybe he argues, the Tanakhama says, for 3 days for sure. And he says, no, sometimes the body rots away so fast, even less than 3 days, you can't say Adis. So Tarshima coming here. Zugar, what happened by a person, the Tova of the Karmi. He drowned in Karmi. V'yaskuya ave hedja. And they brought him up in ave hedja, levasat lasayim, and after 3 days, and advice of the people said, Adis, that that's the person that died, and they went to his wife. V'yintzava, ravdimi men adoy ledvesua, and ravdimi men adoy let his wife get married. You see, there's a case that even after 3 days, still you can say this upon the person that is dead. V'su, another case happened, who garver the yatfa bediglis, that he drowned in the river called Diglis. V'yasku agishra, they brought him up by the bridge, Tishavsifna, from Shashifna. V'yintzava rovel resua, apume, the shushvini, lebosa chamishu yomi, that rovel let his wife get married, because the shushvini, a friend, came after 5 days that the person was dead and said, Edus, that I saw your husband died, even though we only saw him 5 days after he died. So now you see these two mice, and that even after 3 days, still you could say that the person died. See, Yamrit Bishlam, it's good if you tell me Lakula Polig, that Yabud in the Mishnah goes Lakula to say that certain times it's a little cool outside, the person doesn't rot away so fast. You could even say this after 5 days. Inu the Ovid Kabud Ben Baba. They were mata the wife to get married, held like Yabud Ben Baba. Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me Lakumra Polig, that after 3 days he also agrees you can't say Adis. He's only arguing the Chumra that sometimes even less than 3 days the body rots away. Sinu the Yavit Kaman, who do they do like? And the Gemara of here it's no proof. Could be Rav Yudav and Baba is the Chumra. And none of them hold after 3 days it's good. But Shani Mai, here the case was the body drowned in the water. That some says that the water shrinks the body and does not let it change yet. Mashma, the body only changed when it bursts up open. When it blows up. But if it only shrinks, it doesn't change. For the moral, I am with Maya Marziv. Before we had a svar that if a person's leg was cut off in the ocean, he'll die. The Teretz is, Maya Marziv Maka, the water irritates the Maka. So in the moral, push it. Hani mili hechadika Maka. It's only when there's a wound there. I will hechadika Maka. When you have no wound, mitzmas samas. Then we say, if there's no wound, just the body itself, when it's in the water, it only shrinks. It doesn't rot away so fast. So here, where the body was drowned, after 5 days, you could say this. It's only when you brought him up, you saw him right away, even though it's after 5 days. As long as he was in the water the whole time. But if you wait a little bit after he comes up, then mitzvah tofach, then the body blows up and changes right away, and then you will not be able to say this. Because the body changes very fast. Yeah, Mishnah says Baita. No fall of mine. If somebody was drowning and somebody saw the way the person drowned, then she ate shlem seif, where he fell into water, that there is a seif means you could see all four ends of the water, like a small lake. Then shein lem seif, whether it's a big lake, a big river, that you can't see the four ends. Still ishta asura. You're not allowed to aid this, even though you think that he drowned. We have to be afraid, maybe he's still alive. And Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa B'yech Rappa, with the story with one person, Shenofel Abar HaGodli, fell into a big bar, a big ditch. V'yodah li'achar shloshi yomim. Imam stayed in the water for 3 days. And that's where Meir Shit, the person can live there. Even after 3 days he came up. Exactly what it means, I'm not sure, but we'll see in the Gemara, may hold he could live in the water even for 3 days. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Besuma Shiora Litzva B'mor. It happened with a blind person went down to Betovel in a mor in a cave. The Yorad Moshe Achrov, and the person that was taking care of him also went after him. And both of them drowned in the cave. And the person on top that saw them both drowned waited there until it takes enough time for them to die under the water, whatever it is, a few minutes or an hour. They see you at the Shusayim, and they were matter right away their wives to get married. In other words, not like Rameya. They hold, this is called Mayim, they will soon see Shiesh Lem Seif, that you can see the ends of the water. So if you see him under the water, you don't see him come up, for sure he's dead. Veshuv Maisa Biasi, it happened in the story also Basia. Viyech with one person, Shashashlu Liyam, that they lowered him down, they lowered down this person into the ocean. And then Vli also Biyodim, when they brought up, it only came up, El Ragli, only his foot. And Omra Chachomin, Minakuva Lamala Tinosei, if what came up was from the ankle, downwards, in other words, the cut was from below the ankle, from below the knee. Minakuva means the knee. If the cut was below the knee, the person is still alive. Minakuva Lamala. If the cut was above the knee, then Tinosei, then for sure he died, and the wife could get married. Minakuva Lamata, but if the cut is from the knee and below, then we say, Lotinosei, it's possible for him to still live, and he can't marry, his wife can't get married. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. No fall amayim, if somebody falls into the water, then sheyesh lem seif, whether it's a small body of water that you can see all four ends of it. Then sheyesh lem seif, whether it's a very large body of water that you can't see the ends of it, ishto yasura, his wife could still not get married, divrei Rabbi Meir. We have to be afraid maybe he's still alive. Depends. Mayim sheish lem soif. If it's a water that's not so wide, you could see all four sides of it, a small lake. And you saw the way the person drowned, and you did not see him come up, is ishtoi moteres. That's good enough evidence to say that the husband is dead, and his wife could get married. But for shein lem soif, let's say there's no end, you can't see the end of the water, like a long river, ishtoi asura. Then we say the wife is still also, because we have to be afraid, maybe the body, the person came up way down and is still alive. So the Morah Heskid Domi Mayim Shesh Lem Seif, what's called as an end to the water, on Rabbaya, Kol Shoyim, and anybody that's standing, V'roya Mi'abu Ruchaysov, you can see all four corners of it, that's called Mayim Shesh Lem Seif, that the wife could get married. Tomorrow, who garved up and restored a person, the Tova Biyagma the Samki, that he drowned in the swamp, and Antzava Rav Shila Ledvesua. Rav Shila matted the husband, the wife, to get married. He yelled, that's called Mayim She Yeshlem Soif, that you could see Edith that he's dead, the wife could get married. Is Omale Rav Lushmul, so Rav said right away to Shmuel, Tone Shamtia, let's put Rav Shila into Shamtia, let's put him into Nidui. Marshal Rav held the Paskin wrong. So Omale Shmuel said back, Nishlach Leberesha. Let's first ask Rav Shela why he did the psak. Let's see, maybe he made a mistake. It doesn't deserve to be put into Nidui. So Rav listened to Shmuel, they asked Rav Shela, Mayim Shein Lem Soif. If you have a case where a man drowned in water that you can't see the ends, what's the locha? Ishto Yasura Materis. Is his wife allowed to get married? Sholachlu Ishto Yasura. I agree, the wife is also. If you can't see the ends of the water, we have to be afraid maybe the person came up further up. The Yagma the Samka, they asked him then, this swamp that you saw this person drowned, Mayim Sheish Lem Soif or Mayim Shein Lem Soif? What halacha does it have? Shalach Lus, he answered back, Mayim Shein Lem Soif. I agree. This is also called like water that does not have an end to it. We'll soon see why. See if so, I, Umar, my time over Hochi. See if so, how come you are mata the wife to get married? If you, what you just said is a stira, you just said water that has no soif, she can't get married. And this agma is also like water that does not have a soif. So how will you matter the wife to get married? So he answered back with Shaila, Mitatina, I made a mistake, Tak, Ano. That what? And the Savri first I held that Kivan the Kavi the Kaima, since the water is stale, it's like staying still, not moving, it's not live water, Kimayim Sheshtem Soif Domi. That's like water that I could see the ends to it. In other words, since the water wasn't moving, if he came up at any part, I would have seen him. But v'loi, I really made a mistake, because kivundika gali, since there are waves there, eimo gali ashvalu. We have to be afraid, maybe the wave took him far away, and he's still alive. So Therefore, Shaila agreed that he made a mistake. So therefore, it was good that Shmuel told Rav not to put him into Shamti. So Gemara says, Kori Shmuel lay the Rav. Shmuel said a pasuk about Rav that Lo yunel tzadik kol oven. Hashem doesn't let a tzadik do something wrong. It's like here, Rav wanted to put him into Nidui, but Hashem didn't let him because it was like really Shmuel, like Shaila didn't deserve it. Invite the Kori Rav Aleidi Shmuel. Rav said about Shmuel. The pasuk says the true Abaroiv Yotz. That from a great person, you have Eitzah, you have a good counsel, like he Shmuel told Rav what to do. Tan Yom Revi Meir. Maisa Bishnei Bnei Yodim. I have a story once with two people, Mechamrim Mechmarim Biyardin. That they were fishing, they were putting nets up for the catch the fish in the yardin. V'nichna Sechem Miem Lo Mechila Shadogim. And one of them got caught, like in a Mechila means like a tunnel of the fish. The fish for kids dug out a tunnel there. And Rashi says the pshat is the water is not that deep there, and it's possible for a person to stand there and live there in this tunnel the fish made. Now v'shoka chama got dark. For lo ro pisla shom mechila, the person that was inside this cave of the fish couldn't see the opening, the door. He couldn't get out. V'kitza v'shoka veiro k'deshteitz nashrei. So his other friend that came up already was waiting for his friend to come up, and he didn't see him. So he waited a chase for an hour until it takes the time to person to die. He went back home and told his wife, you should know, your husband died. The next day, what happened was, the sun came up, and the person that was caught now in this fish is a tunnel, and like Rashi said, the person could live there, because the water wasn't to the top, there was air there. When the sun came up, he saw where the entrance, how to get out of there. And he went out. Who boy came home? Who motzeh esped goda b'teich beis? He saw the way his wife was saying big esped him in his house. So on this, the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe said, "Kama gedolim divrei chachamim." How great it is what the chachamim said. Shamru that they said, "Mayim sheish lem soif." If the water has a soif to it, it's a small body of water. Then you could believe the person that the man really drowned and died there, and therefore ishtu materis, the wife could get married. Mashenkin in the case that the water is long, Shein Lehem Saif, you can't see the four ends of the water, Ishtay Asura. See, also, this was a place here, there was a long river, so he didn't have a right really to come home and say the person was dead. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Mayim Sheish Lehem Saif, even if it's a small body of water, Nami, we should also be afraid that even if you don't see the person come up after an hour, maybe he's alive though down there in some mechil, in some canal, some tunnel of the fish. Nami leichus lemechilu shadogim. Why aren't we afraid that the fish make a tunnel there, that you could live there? There's air there. The Moran says, "B'mayim sheishlem soif mechilu shadogim l'shichi." With a small body of water, but there's not so much fish are there, they don't make this tunnel underneath. There's no such tunnel for a person to live there. Therefore, we say if a person drowned there, for sure he's dead. Amar Rav Ashi, "Hodi yomer rabbanan." That the rabbanan said, "Mayim sheishlem soif." In the case that it's a large body of water, ishto yasura, that the wife cannot get married. If somebody says they saw the way your husband drowned there, she has no right to get married. So he answered back, "Hani mili, when do we say this binish to yalma with a normal person?" Avotzumim rabbanon. Let's say it was a choshuva, the young tzurim of the rabbanon, talmud chacham. Everybody knows about him. Loi. Then, even though the water is ein lem soif, still you could say this to the wife that he's dead and she could get married. Why? Because what are we afraid about? Maybe he got up, he got thrown away to the other side, far away. But either Solik, if he would have got up someplace else, is Kol Islay. There would have been a Kol, everybody would have spoken about that the Talmud Chacham is still alive. So therefore, since the Kol did not come back, we have a right to say for sure he's dead. The Gemara says, "Veloy, it's not true. There's no difference. That what? The Evidin. Only be the Evid. If the wife already got married, then she does not have to have a get. In other words, b'di'eved, even in a case where it's a small, where it's a large body of water, that you can't see the ends, if somebody comes back and tells the wife, you know, I saw your husband drowned there, and she went ahead and got married, b'di'eved, we don't tell her to get a get. Because avad al pi roiv, the person is taka dead. But l'chatchila loy, so like zonim l'chatchila, at the beginning, we tell you, don't get married. We're afraid for the miyat that maybe the husband is still alive. Now, yeah. Tanya Amr Rabbi Gamliel. Pa Machas, it once happened, the Isi Malach Besvina was going on a ship. For Isi Svinacha Shnishpura, I saw another ship that broke in the ocean. that Kama was drowning there. For Yisim Tzara Tamir Chom Shabo, and I felt very bad for the Tamir Chom that were on the ship, like I thought they were drowning and dying. Or Mani Rabbi Kiva, was Rabbi Kiva drowning there? But of Gishalaisi, when I came up, Biyabosha to the dry land, Bo Yashiva Don the Fornai Baloch, I saw Rabbi Kiva came in front and spoke to me. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva was saved. So Matilus, so Gamliel said to him, Beni, mi helcho, who saved you? Omali, Rabbi Kiva said back, Adav shal svinin as damali, like a plank of wood from the ship came into my hand. The cholgal v'gal shabolai, every single wave that came upon me, nenesi l'roishay, I like bend my head down, and the wave passed over. So Agav the Gemara says, mikan from here, amr chomim, im yavoyu rishoyim al odam, if a rosha comes to fight against you, yinanei l'roishay, bend down your head, like let him just pass by, in other words, try and dodge him. Don't go to fight, Rashi said, Lizgoyabem. Don't fight the Goyim Boilam is there right now. Just try and dodge them. Try and stay safe. This is not the Zman now for us to fight back with the Goyim. That would be Mitzshem Yemoysa Mashiach. So right now, the Eitzur is Yenanei Alei Roshi, just like bend down your head. But Amarti, B'yoysa Shor. So Rabbi Gamliel said at that time, Kam Gedolim Divichom, how great the Divichom are. Shomru that they said, Mayim Sheishlam Saif Muteris. If it's a small body of water, then you have a right to say, if you see him drown, that he's really dead, the wife could get married. But Mayim Shein Lem Seif, like over here, this big ocean where Rabbi Kiva was drowning, even though you think he drowned, but Asura, you can't tell his wife that he's dead. Because we have to be afraid like here, something can happen, the person could be saved and come up far away. Tanya, we learned like this also on Rabbi Kiva. Pa Machas Yisi Malach Masvina, as one's going in the ship. For Isi Svina Achash Mitrefas Biyam, I saw another ship that was like drowning. For Isi Mitztaira Tamir Chom Mishabo, I felt bad for the Tamir Chom that were on the ship. Omani, who was on the ship, Rabbi Meir. Ukeshalisilam Dinas Kaputkia, when I came out to Meginas Kaputkia, Bova Yoshua Dana Fone Balocha, that Rabbi Meir Gufa came and spoke to me in Alocha. His Amatlis, I said to him, Beni, Mihelcha, who saved you? Omali, he said, Gal Tordain Lechaveroi. Wave threw me to another wave, for chaver lechaveri, another wave to another wave, until I was finally saved and thrown onto the dry land. Is amarte v'yisa shor? At that time I said, Rabbi Kiva, that kam gedolim divrei chachamim. How great are the words of the chachamim? Shomu that they said, ma'im sheish lem seif ishtem ateris. If it's a small body of water and you see that it didn't come up, then for sure he's dead. If there's water that doesn't have a safe to it, it's far away. Ishtay asurat, the lochra is the wife takers us, so we have to be afraid like here. Maybe the waves threw him from one to another, and he was saved far away. Tana Rabbanan went like this. Nofu laguv arroyis. Somebody falls into a lion's den, laguv arroyis, ain't midin olav. You can't say this that he's dead. It's possible the lions are not hungry then to not eat him up. If you found somebody that fell into a den where there are a lot of snakes and scorpions, then you could say this to the wife that for sure he's dead. No, even if he fell into the den with snakes, you can't say for sure he's dead. Amen, no love. Why, Hashim?